Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That. Here with your host, Derek and Tiffany. It's been a while, been with you, but we are excited to be able to share this episode with you. So we had the opportunity to interview Councilwoman Carrie Cox of Ward 3. She was newly elected here earlier this year, and so we were excited to be able to sit down with her and kind of get her story of, you know, what got her into politics, where she came from, a little bit about her background. She taught school, elementary school, for 32 years and counting, I believe. And she has a lot of great insight and excitement to be able to serve on the council and to serve the constituents. So we look forward to being able to share that interview with you. But, you know, before we get to that point, you know, we want to make sure we share with you a little bit what's going on in redevelopment. Now, like I said, it's been a while since our last episode, and so, you know, there's a lot been going on still. There's a lot of updates that we could share with regards to the watermark, some of the development coming out of town. But Tiffany has some updates on what's happening downtown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It was really fun to sit down with Councilwoman Cox today, and we even tapped in a little bit to her favorite hotspots in the Water Street District. With that being said, we are entering event season and great fall weather, so make sure you check out waterstreetdistrict.com/events for all of our latest events. And also you can check out our business listing there and all of the great food and beverage establishments you can pick from to come on down to Water Street and enjoy the beautiful weather coming up the next few months. This weekend we do have a Henderson Little League parade and party to celebrate the Henderson All-Star team that just represented Henderson in the Little League World Series. Mm-hmm. Go Team Henderson.
Go Team Henderson.
The parade will begin at 10 a.m. at Mission Hills Park, and at 10:30 a.m. the parade is set to arrive on Water Street and will end in the Water Street Plaza with a party, a DJ, and fun for the entire family. And then just around the corner later this month, we have the Water Street Jazz Series, September 22nd through 24th. Black Panther in concert with the Henderson Civic Symphony, September 29th. And Henderson Hot Rod Days, October 6th and 7th.
This is that time of year to be out and about. There's a lot of activities going on. So, yeah, go check out the website. See what events are happening. I'm sure you'll find something for you and your family and others to go and enjoy. And as Tiffany mentioned, we did put Councilwoman Cox on the hot seat and trying to nail down her favorite restaurant, which you'll get to hear a little more about that in a second. But always, we always encourage you to come down and check out Water Street and, you know, check out a lot of the restaurants and a lot of good food and stuff that's going on. So, but in the meantime, like I said, more importantly, we're here today to be able to share our interview with Councilwoman Carrie Cox and, get a little bit more, learn a little bit more about her background and what she looks forward to for the vision for the city. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this interview with Councilwoman Carrie Cox. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That here with Derek and Tiffany. We're grateful for the opportunity we have today to sit down with Councilwoman Carrie Cox of the City of Henderson's City Council. Well, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's Tuesday, and we're happy to be here. So
we made it through Monday.
That's right. Monday was a little rough, but
Tuesday's
a much better day. But we're grateful for the opportunity to sit down with you and hear a little bit about your experience of getting here to be a city council person here at the city, and maybe learn a little bit about, you know, where you come from and where you see your skills and best fits going to be for moving the city forward and how that impacts redevelopment specifically. You know, this podcast is where we try to make sure we throw in a little bit about redevelopment wherever we can, but we're always interested in to hear what some of your outlook is for all of the city as we go. And so if you ever feel like just jumping in and just cut me off, please feel free. Okay. But maybe we'll start a little bit about, are you from Nevada originally?
I'm not.
Oh, where are you from?
Oh, I was born in Colorado.
Okay.
And when I was 7 and a half, we moved to Utah. And I've done some time. I sound like I was in jail. I've had a home in the Seattle, Washington area, and and then here. So I've kept it kind of all
on the West Coast.
All around the West Coast, yeah.
That's all right. At least you ended up in the best place, right?
I did.
In the West Coast, where we like it the most. I tell my kids that a lot. I was like, you may move somewhere, but you'll always want to come back when the time's right.
True story.
So, well, awesome. Well, that's exciting. So what brought you to Nevada specifically?
My husband.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. My husband was in the Air Force, and so it was great coming here as one of the areas he was stationed. So.
Out of Nellis Air Force. That's always an exciting base to be on. I had several friends who served out there and were pilots, and so always got to hear some of the cool stories they got to do. So
that's
cool. Really awesome. That's exciting.
But yeah, we just Henderson. I lived in Las Vegas for many years, and then what brought us to Henderson was just a desire to have a place to raise our family, different from Las Vegas. Las Vegas was great, but things were changing around us, and we wanted a new development to move into. We found one in Henderson, and it's just been great ever since. So we've been here almost 29 years.
Well, you've definitely seen a lot of the change of Henderson. Having been raised here in Las Vegas, I grew up on the West Side, and Henderson was not always what it is today. And so it's been exciting, an exciting journey, and you've been able to be a part of that for a lot of that. And so that's cool.
Yeah, it has had a lot of growth. I've been in Henderson, Las Vegas area for almost 35 years. Mm-hmm. But to watch Henderson change, I mean, I didn't, even when living in Las Vegas, Henderson was this little tiny town that you really didn't go to much. I mean,
it was a half day drive.
It was just
an
afterthought. Yeah. You were literally.
Yeah.
It was. And it dead ended at the end of Lake Mead was your last exit.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Incredible. And I was having my third child. So when, I was driving along crying because it's in the middle of the desert going, why am I living here? It was great.
That's awesome.
Look at it now.
Yes. Look at it now. We have all the stops of the freeway now. So we're easy to get in and get out.
It's fantastic.
So that's exciting. Well, cool. Very fun. So I know a little bit about your background in terms of where you've come from, and I know you're an educator by heart and by trade. What got you into education?
What got me into education was the love of children and the love of teaching them. And I'm a business owner as well, but I love education in 33 years now. And kindergarten seemed to be my specialty. So the younger children just seemed to really ignite everything in me, because to take a child from a young age and to be able to teach them and guide them, and this is their first experience in education, you know that you have to make it good, because if they don't like it, when preschool or kindergarten, forget it. You lose them if they hate school already, right? You want to give them a love of learning, and that's what, for me, made me want to be with younger children.
Well, yeah, those are definitely very impressionable age groups there. And so to be able to really give them that background and that base to grow from is very important. Having gone through three of my own now, it's important to have that ground, the ability to be like, this is important and this is what we need, and especially. And so have you taught mainly here in Henderson, or were you teaching in other parts of the valley?
It's been Las Vegas and Henderson, and I had a short stint up in Utah.
Okay.
So,
so you've seen
it's been great.
You've seen definitely a lot of variation in schools, and communities and been to have that impact. And I use that word communities because, you know, really the schools, the elementary schools, you know, they can be a very impactful community of parents and administrators and teachers that can really, like you said, have an impact on those children and just within that area. And so that's
Definitely. And I have seven of my own.
Five. You've experienced it also.
Yes. So I've experienced it from all angles. You know, five are married. I have a college student and I have a 14-year-old at home. And so what I think was really great for me to see is my own children's growth. And of course, as a parent and a teacher, you have to get involved on both in both aspects. You know, you advocate for your children and yet you want parents to advocate for theirs. And so it's been a great journey just to surround myself in that career field, and I've loved it.
No, that's amazing. That's it definitely takes a person with dedication to be able to teach those at that age group and
definitely
and have the passion to have a family like that. So that's an amazing family. That's exciting to be able to have that experience. Or, you know, it's kind of interesting. I just sent my middle child off to college here this past, you know, past couple of weeks, and, you know, going through that experience of, the contemplate of all the last things that we did with them, but then to think about all the first things that we, you know, they're going to be able to do moving into the future is exciting. So
that's hard. To send them away. My college age student, she's now a sophomore, but I remember last year doing what you did this year, and I was so sad. I was happy for her. She's at a great school, but I we miss her so much, and she came home a lot.
Did she
came home to help with our campaign, not because she needed to come home, you know, for her, although she did miss us a little bit. But she came home to help, and she's awesome. But now it's a different experience taking her down for her sophomore year and her now coming out of the dorms and going into an apartment. And it's just, it's great watching them with their lives and progressing. And, and I kind of relive my college, you know, a little bit about, you know, I understand where my mom was coming from, you know, why she was sobbing as much as she did my kindergarten year as my freshman year in college, you know, like, I'm like, what is the deal? But now I understand. And I've sent a lot of kids off to college. But this one was particularly difficult because I think she went the furthest, and most of them did college here. So to have sent her away, it was like,
out of state, you're like,
why are you leaving? Yeah. But we have a large family. We have 11 grandchildren, my husband and I. So we have a lot going on. We have five of them here. So we have stuff to keep us busy. And then our 14-year-old just started her freshman year. But, you know, I don't know if you feel this way, but it seems like they hit freshman year and it's over. I mean, it's senior year.
Yeah, right.
And when you just turn around. And so, yeah, we're going to be empty nesters here soon.
I feel that. Our youngest also just started as freshman this year. So I'm 4 years away and I'm like, oh, this is not happening. So,
no, I know. And it's just too late to have any more. So
I don't know about starting over again. So that's like,
right.
I'll look forward to the empty nester part of it. But, well, I mean, that's you definitely have a lot going on your plate. And now you've thrown on another great opportunity of being a council person here at the city. You know, what got you into wanting to be a council, you know, on the city council here at the city?
Well, I ran, I think, was it 6 years ago against the sitting incumbent at the time for the same seat, and I lost by just a slim margin. And at the time, I said, I'm definitely going to run. I'm going to run again. And then the legislature pushed out the timeline to be able to put everybody on the same cycle. And so that created, 18 months, I think, more. And at the time, I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can at that point in my life do it. We were pretty entrenched in, we owned a restaurant. It was going to require the selling of that restaurant and some other things to be able to do it. And so by February of last year, it was do or die. Am I going to continue in this race or what? And we luckily were able to sell the restaurant and I was able to focus completely on my race. And so that solidified it for me. I think what is important and the reason that I committed so heavily to being able to be a city councilwoman is I love Henderson. And I love its residents and I love its children, right? I love everyone. I love our community and the community that we have built. And I felt like I could bring something to the city council and I could add. And it just was a way for me to be able to continue to help people at a larger scale. And that was my main goal in becoming a city councilwoman.
Those are good goals. That definitely rolls right into kind of my next question is, so what do you see, what do you see for the future of Henderson? Or what do you, what are some of your expectations as you serve in this seat and hoping to achieve?
Well, for Henderson, we're growing. That is, some are unhappy with that and some are not, right? And so I think what's important is that we have balance. We need thoughtful growth. We need to make sure that as a city that we're meeting the needs of all of our residents. That is hard. It's not an easy task. But I think listening to residents and allowing them to have their input, whether the answer is yes or no, to what they're requesting, I think it helps bring a stronger balance. We're stronger together, and taking others' ideas and finding out where they are on certain things. I love that. I want to know what residents want and need. I think moving forward, I mean, we have to have growth. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is where our tax base is. That's how the city of Henderson has functioned for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. It's part of it. And what I have liked about leadership so far is that the trying to diversify the economy and bringing in new options for us so that we're not so limited in how that goes with tax dollars and things and how to run our city. So I love that we're looking at more technology base and some of the things that are coming in are great. And I like how West Henderson's shaping up. An interesting point was brought up today during one of my morning meetups with residents, and that is they really need a grocery store out there. Mm-hmm. And I really hadn't thought about that with the Costco being out there. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a Costco shopper.
You got Costco, you're fine.
But in a minute, I'm not really going to need Costco anymore because right. I'm not going to have all the kids at home, right? And I won't need it as much. And so what do you do when it's just you're shopping for one or two or three, and you just need a grocery store? And mm-hmm. and we don't have a lot of grocery stores out there. So I think it would be great. Those are some of the things that I want to make sure that the infill is really targeting areas that we're lacking. And I think the city's done a great job so far. I just, moving forward, would love to have that. Also, we really need a truck stop out there off of the 15 and St. Rose Parkway, because those trucks have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. They come into Amazon and Smith's, other businesses, and then they have nowhere to sit but on the side of the road or in a field or on a piece of property. And it's creating some issues with residents, and they're complaining and saying, hey, this is a problem. And yet I understand where the truck drivers are coming from as well. And so if we could have that truck stop, I hate to plug Loves, but I love them. I love Loves. But they do Maverick. They do such a great job out of Utah with their and I know they're expanding, so I'd love to have them here. I think just fulfilling the needs of our residents and our businesses, what do we have lacking? That's so important.
And that is important, because, as we look at when they say diversifying our economy and our city in general, just being sure we have a balance of, between businesses and residential is very important. And we do have those areas of the city, whether it's on the west side and even some on the east side in some of our older communities where we have, we have holes in what services are being provided. And, we have food deserts, we refer to them as food deserts, where, they don't always have the accessibility to, fresh food in all places. And so that's an important thing to think about and to realize that, we got to be able to accommodate and find ways to fulfill the needs of our citizens.
Absolutely. I think another area that I'm seeing is like with our land starting to be filled, and I know we're going to have to start going up. I see that. That is something we're going to have to do unless we can get more land from BLM or, you know, what have you. But I really would like to see more single family homes and attainable housing. There, you know, it's forget affordable anymore. It's now attainable with the inflationary times we're in. And I'm seeing an issue with, if you take like a nurse even, that it is, she's has her, you know, or he has a single income, you know, they can't afford really to live in Henderson. A teacher, teachers, we're seeing teachers having to live elsewhere and come into Henderson, especially if they have just one income. And I would love to make sure we have some attainable housing for them and families. And I think I'm a little selfish on it because having young, you know, younger children, younger families in my own family and them trying to find housing. You know, I lost three of my children out of this valley because they couldn't. And you know, two of them to Utah and one to Texas. So I hope that at some point that we can find a way to help with that. But I would love some more single family.
Yeah, it's definitely, again, back to that balance of, you know, we got to, you know, to be able to meet the needs of, you know, all incomes and all. You have the new families and the, you know, the retired retired individuals and how we accommodate all everybody and in between. And yeah, I agree, you know, in terms of how do we meet those needs and finding ways to provide housing. We have several people that, even within our community here that we've talked about, some we work with that they're like, their kids are getting married and they're having to live at home because they just, there's no way they can afford a rent on a place or anything at this point in time. And that's unfortunate that we're not able to be able to accommodate that. Cause that's really, you know, we can't, you know, unfortunately we're not getting younger as a, you know, I'm not getting younger at least.
And,
and so, you know, we can't have a community, a growing community that's just going to age out and not have anyone to come in to help, you know, to keep our
bolster
community.
Bolster that up, yeah.
So
well, and seniors, you make a good point. I mean, seniors and retirees, I mean, a lot of them are on fixed incomes, and so I worry about them too. But yeah, Henderson's a great place to live, work, play.
Yep.
I want that to be affordable and available to everyone.
Absolutely.
So I hope for that. But that, some of that is just we don't have any control over.
Some of we don't. Some we do, a little
but
bit.
We do. But the part we do, I want to help in any way I can.
And that's where I'm going to throw a plug in redevelopment here a little bit because, you know, some of the, a lot of the east side of Henderson, a lot of the older parts of Henderson are within a redevelopment area. And so we, you know, we have opportunities through the redevelopment, through redevelopment to be able to make a little bit of an impact on those types of, you know, housing accommodations and housing choices for individuals that, you know, that, you know, they may not be able to move to certain parts of the city, but we can at least provide, you know, attainable housing within one of some of our redevelopment areas and housing that can be, you know, needs to be, have a little bit of updating, but, you know, we can help and make an impact on that. So, I mean, I guess from your point of view, you know, what do you see in the redevelopment areas? What, you know, what's your vision for some of our older parts of the city and community?
Well, I love the redevelopment agency in Henderson. I think I absolutely think it's amazing because, you know, you're taking something that is already in place and making it better and restoring and revitalizing and keeping it here. And I think that's critical to our future in Henderson. So thank you for all you do, first of all. I am completely in support of redeveloping our other areas. We need to have other redevelopment areas, and those will come as we continue to age in our city. But go fast, go forward, get it done. I'm with you. And we'll help in any way to do that. I think it's great.
Well, we'll definitely, we're grateful to hear that and glad to hear that. Well, you know, we're definitely on board with you on that, of being able to make an impact within our older, you know, older neighborhoods and aging neighborhoods that we have in the city that That still have a lot of life in them. And I think we see that throughout the country where we see a lot of older communities that historically sometimes are challenged but are making a comeback and are able to find new life and within the community and to be able to meet the needs, you know, housing needs and business needs of the community they're located in. And so it's exciting to think about the opportunities that we have to make that impact. So
Well, and I think the best example that I can think of is the downtown corridor and the redevelopment that is happening on Water Street and down Lake Mead and even Boulder Highway and the plans for Boulder Highway. I love the restaurants that are getting ready to come in on Lake Mead, and the Watermark is amazing, and across the street at the pass, that hotel is going to be amazing. I'm liking how Water Street is shaping up and that it's bringing more of our residents and visitors down to Water Street. And I love how the events have brought more people down at the plaza. And so that's been great. It'll be interesting on the Fiesta property. I think that's going to be an incredible anchor, especially where the location is, and that expands and truly brings in an entry point when that's done. It's all shaping up down here, and I love that. I hope that the homes that are down here will be able to maintain and have a spot. I know that there's a lot of different plans for that, and so who knows what the future holds on that, but I like so far what's going on with the downtown area.
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely been a long time coming for downtown, and we're excited definitely from redevelopment to see also the transformation that's taking place and the potential connection, you know, to be able to really tie, you talk about the Fiesta site and, you know, being able to tie, you know, those between the Fiesta and to downtown and everything in between, to see all that develop and come around and be renewed. And you talk about some of our older structures and older homes in the downtown that, you know, yeah, they were not meant to last this long, but they're lasting. So, but the exciting part is we're starting to see individuals and property owners and homeowners that are really starting to see kind of a vision of what they can do with their, you know, how they can revitalize their home and make it into a kind of a cool, interesting place and not just a 1950s box that was meant for industrial workers, but it can be actually a home. And so, you know, and then with the mixing of those property owners who are choosing to tear them down and put up new structures and new development, you know, to see that mix is always kind of exciting, and to see it come together, it's an amazing opportunity. And so we look forward, as you mentioned, to what's to come. I mean, we've covered a lot of topics here. I don't know if there's anything specific more that you wanted to talk about. I know I have on my list here some of the things you serve on tons of boards and committees and throughout the years, and you know, and I'm sure that many of those have made you who you are today, and being able to establish your vision and focus on how you want to impact the community. Is there any of those committees that you serve on that you feel that have really, you know, really made an impact on who you are and how you lead into the future?
Well, I think every one of the commissions, committees, boards I have served on have helped shape me to be a good leader. And I feel that leadership really starts from the ground up. I don't believe in it coming from the top down. So I want to just continue to be that type of leader that is accessible and willing to roll up my sleeves and work hard to help others and to help our community. I did love CDAC, the Clark County Community Development Advisory Committee. I learned so much about how things work, about redevelopment, about development. And I loved their senior housing and the things that they that we were able to fund with federal dollars. And the homeless, there was a lot of help for funding things for homeless and for the domestic violence shelter and the human trafficking healing center that went out at St. Jude's. So that was, I think, one of my favorite boards or that I served on. Mm-hmm. But I've loved them all, and I think they've helped me. So this is my favorite so far on so a city council, and being a city employee has been amazing because my daughter worked for 13 and a half years at the city.
Oh, okay.
And I was just really envious of that. I thought someday I'll work at the city. now I get to, and I get to be with this amazing group of people. I don't know if, there's anywhere, and no disparity to anyone else, but I just think the city of Henderson has the most incredible people, and the team that I get to be a part of. I am so grateful to staff and to all of those that just come every day and give it their very best, and I just am appreciative, and I just want to give a big shout out and say thank you to each employee, staff member, and leadership. I'm just grateful to work with such great people.
Well, thank you for that. We did not see that in there to promote
that. It's from my heart.
Thank you for that. And we really appreciate you and for your service and dedication to wanting to, you know, to make this city, you know, the premier city that it is. You know, we've come a long ways from not having a stop on the freeway to a community, the second largest in the city, in the state, second largest in the state. And one of them, is a community that everybody really wants to come live in. You know, that's something we hear a lot about. And I'm sure you hear a lot also is,
yes,
you know, when
I
people
do.
Come to the Valley, they, you know, there's really two places that people say you should live. And I won't mention the other place.
I won't either, but I know which one you're talking about. I know.
So,
I'm like, no, don't pick that one. Yeah, pick Henderson.
Come to Henderson.
Come to Henderson. It's the best place to live.
It is. And so that's why, like I said, having grown up in the Valley, I was born and raised in Vegas, but, you know, having moved back, it's Henderson that I've, you know, chosen to make my home with my family. And so we're excited to see it through. But thank you again so much for your time and sitting down with us and, talking with us a little bit about, you know, what you see the future of Henderson being and some of your background. We really appreciate it. One last question I'm going to have for you, and you know, another one will throw you. we'll make sure we don't offend too many of our business owners on Water Street. But, you know, do you have a favorite restaurant on Water Street?
Oh, that is hard. I think the one I try to go to all of the businesses and restaurants on Water Street, and I still have some I need to get into, but I think it's Juan's just because I love Mexican food. But there's a lot of great restaurants down here, and you know, our future is bright. Henderson's future is bright, and I see a lot more are going to be coming, and I'm just excited. But yeah, I do love Juan's. But I go to all of them on purpose. I think everyone should come down to Water Street and try out all of our restaurants and
Absolutely.
Give them a little love. And there's a new one called, is it the Boulevard?
Boulevard. Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have to go to that one. And I do like Pacific Diner. I like Cuckoo's. I like them all.
They're
I like
all
Chinita's.
Yeah.
I don't want Sticks. Yeah, on Mackenzie River. I mean, yeah. I can go on and on. The Pass actually has an amazing cafe.
They do.
I like going in there too.
Yeah.
So if I missed any of you, I'm so sorry. I love all of you.
Like I said,
Azure. Can't forget Azure.
Oh, that's right.
Azure and Fratelli's.
Fratelli's, yeah.
Yep.
Nope. They are there. We do have definitely a lot of variety, a lot of great variety that on Water Street. And so that is a fun opportunity for people to come down and check them all out. So, yeah.
Well, and I gained so much weight. I had to go on a diet. I'm not kidding. In 6 months, because I was eating out so much, you know, even the little thrifty ice cream store there on the corner, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I can't forget Water Street Pizzeria,
yeah,
my
Water
favorite,
Street.
Water Street Pizzeria. How did I forget them? There are so many others. The burger place. Oh, it's called Street Burger.
Street Burger, yep.
Yeah. But I Chef Fleming's. I can go on and on. My point is, I had to actually go on a diet. Yeah. No lie. I think I gained 30 pounds in the last 6 months.
No more leaving City Hall for...
Yeah. No, I'm just having to... Well, yeah, I'm cutting back. Yeah. I still go, but I'm making better choices. But anyway, you can do it without gaining weight. I love them so much. I went a lot.
It's easy to do. I can feel you on that. So... But
thank
awesome.
You for your time.
Absolutely. No, thanks for being here. We look forward to a bright future. So, and we look forward to maybe talking to you again in the future.
Absolutely. Right. I'd love that. Thank you.
Welcome back from that great interview with Councilwoman Cox. We really appreciate her taking the time to sit down with us and share with us her thoughts and insights on how things are going here at the city and a little bit about her background with her family and, you know, the things that she really is passionate about. Service is definitely high on her list and of things that she is passionate about. And so we really appreciate her and her dedication in serving the constituents of Ward 3. Got it right this time. Ward 3. And so... We hopefully you enjoyed sitting and listening to our interview with her. And so if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share, you're always more than welcome to email us. You can email me at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. That's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. And share your thoughts about the podcast. And if there's any insights that you would like to pass on to Councilwoman Cox, we'd be more than happy to pass that on for you. And so, again, this podcast is like we established this podcast for businesses to be able to get to know the community, and we would love to come out and hear your story about your business and what's going, all the good things that you have going on. And so if you'd like to be on the podcast, we'd love to come interview you. And so reach out to us. Again, it's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com, or you can go on our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment under redevelop that. And you can find there's a podcast or a form that you can fill out. And that will get your information to us, and we can reach out to you. And so we're grateful for this opportunity to share this with you guys and to learn a little bit more about our community, our business community, and share your stories. And so we look forward to whatever future episodes we have coming up. Please keep an eye out for them. We have a couple of hopefully interesting businesses that we are trying to get scheduled, so we can go out and hear a little bit about some of the future development that we have going on here on Water Street and in Water Street area downtown. Some of the businesses that are growing out in the east side redevelopment area along Boulder Highway and Sunset Corridor. So we look for all the opportunities we have to meet with you guys and hear your stories, like I said. So with that, did you have anything else, Tiffany?
I was just going to add to that if you maybe aren't interested in being on the podcast, but if you have a topic you would like to learn more about, or you would like us to explore, or maybe there's a business or service in your area that you're curious of what they do, let us know that as well. And we'd be happy to reach out and make those connections and bring that to you in a future episode.
Yeah, perfect. We're definitely open to talking about whatever we can, dealing with redevelopment areas and businesses in the area. So awesome. Well, thanks again for tuning in and listening to this wonderful episode. We look forward to future episodes. So check on back and we'll see you next time.